you. Yeah, there was some confusion about the dates. I honestly didn't know until yesterday that the meeting was today. I thought it was Thursday, which doesn't make any excuse. But anyway, yes, we will be more careful about that. Thank you. Okay, any other public comments? Nope. Okay. Old business, status report on the EIR and consideration of potential project modifications resulting from the flood hazard analysis.
Actually, am I on now? So, oh, okay. Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor and council members and Mr. Chair and board members. Bruce Ambo, Public Services Director. This is a follow-up to your memorandum that we previously sent on May 29th, where we provided an update on the status of the environmental impact report and reported to the council and the board of directors that we had done the flood analyses as part of the environmental impact report, and as a result of that, we're 5.5 to 7 feet underwater, and we're causing flooding impacts. Since that time, both city and CSD staff have been working together to refine and do additional analyses on the flooding impacts, and the result of that is that we're essentially recommending that we shift the plant southward to higher ground to avoid flooding at the plant and causing off-site flooding along the properties and along Atascadero Road. And as part and parcel of that, we're recommending excuse me, that we include a culvert on kind of an inverted crown on Atascadero Road to handle some of the backwater flows and flood flows from the short-term and longer-term events to be handled through Atascadero Road.
When I read this, I wondered, what is an inverted crown? Could you just explain that?
Kind of a U-shape.
So the street goes that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So kind of a gradual V-ditch, sort of, if you will. So the cost comparison between the previously identified project in the environmental impact report that we prepared and we're underway with, and what is recommended now is about the same. It's slightly less. And from an operation standpoint, it would be easier to both, one, operate the existing treatment plant, and two, build a new plant on a separate site, whereas before we were doing both activities.
Okay. Questions for staff and council? No? None? Okay. Betty?
Well, we've had some opportunity to ask some questions. I do just want us to start asking questions. Or
questions for this part of the meeting, and then I'm going to go show it over to Kayuka, see if they have any questions. Then we'll do comments and concerns.
Okay. I guess I don't have questions. I have comments.
Okay. Kayuka?
Okay. Let me make a comment first. Conceptually, this sounds like an excellent solution to a problem that could have been overwhelming. So conceptually, we're supporting it. Think it's a good way to go. Want to take a little closer look at it in the long term. Our recommendation, since we just got this Friday, is that we'd like to take a close look at it. We would recommend having a technical advisory committee meeting between now and the next JPA meeting, which I believe is September 10th, and I think that would bring us up to speed. And I just wanted to clarify a couple of things, and I'm going to call on Mike Nunley as to how this integrates into the process. Oh, I know you mentioned it, and Mike gave us some comments earlier, and I just wanted to clarify how that integrates into the overall project.
And my name is Mike Nunley. I'm with AECOM. We're the district engineers for Cayuga Sanitary District. I guess the just to clarify so that the district understands kind of where we are in the process and that we're all in agreement, this flood study was done as part of the environmental impact report. And we've concluded that one of the, what might be a preferred option for dealing with flood mitigation is to move the plant site slightly in order to have an insignificant impact on some of the upstream property owners. And I guess our thought was, you know, by calling this technical committee to meet, it'd give us a chance to just talk about what all that means in terms of the property acquisition, in terms of the, you know, there's mention of the realignment of the vertical realignment of the Atascadero Road, and discussing some of those other items that were analyzed in the flood study.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Anyone else from Cayucas like to make a comment?
I was just wondering if it might help if we actually put the map up for anybody watching at home. I don't think they even know what we were talking about, so it might be helpful if we could put the map up there and just run through what we're discussing.
You said colored ones. Colored.
And Rob, are you the one that would walk us through that?
Actually,
just
Mr.
Like
Schultz,
being on stage here.
Mr. Leivick.
He's...
My name's Rob Leivick. I'm the city engineer for the city of Morro Bay. Sure. This shows the general area of the wastewater treatment plant. Let's see if I can get everybody oriented here. Here's the wastewater treatment plant site, Atascadero Road, Highway 1, Lila Kaiser Park, and the power plant over here. During the 100-year storm event, the capacity of Morro Creek to carry water is exceeded, and water spills out in
places. Could you use a pen because your fingers kind of get blurry?
Sure.
Thanks.
Here's Morro Creek, Atascadero Road, Lila Kaiser Park, wastewater treatment plant, existing site. The capacity of Morro Creek is exceeded. It spills out at the bridge here at Main Street, comes down and then down Atascadero Road. The flow path is out through the dunes, kind of this direction. Water also tops the bank and flows in a generally northwest direction, kind of the major flow path for that overflow. It's trying to flow downhill through the dunes there and get out to the ocean. This here is on higher ground. It's not currently within the flood zone, so it's not having a significant impact on the surrounding properties. Let's see what else. Let me take a step back again in time. How we got to having our consultant remodel the flows is the original FEMA study shows the water depths in this area, you know, in excess of 5 feet, 5 to 7 feet in some areas of the wastewater plant. There's a sump condition somewhere down here where it's fairly deep. We kind of didn't believe that the depths would be that deep, so we commissioned the Wallace Group to reanalyze the flooding conditions. They used a newer modeling technique than was available in the 70s when this was originally modeled. They used a two-dimensional flow model called Flow 2D, and it showed the flooding condition to be more of a flowing condition rather than a ponded condition. When it was a ponded condition, it didn't have as much of an impact. In the original facilities master plan, we were thinking perhaps just building a flood wall around the existing plant would work. In that ponded condition, it wasn't having the impact on the neighboring properties. Now that we've discovered that it's in a flowing condition, building that 8-foot-high wall around the existing plant would significantly impact neighboring properties. That brought the whole alternative analysis modeling going on. I think the Wallace Group modeled in excess of 15 different scenarios, looking at different configurations of the plant, what we could do with upstream protection if we remove the bridge as a, on Main Street, would that help? It came down to moving the treatment plant site to higher ground seemed like the simplest and most cost-effective solution of all those. In summary, that's kind of how we got to this point. The Atascadero Road alternative helps during the high flows, but it mainly helps during the lower, smaller event storms in reducing those flooding impacts. So
this was the consensus of all of the engineers that this was the best way to resolve the issue?
Yes, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
I think everybody still has their different opinions on, as different engineers will, on what the best approach is.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any questions for Rob?
So by moving to the higher ground, that makes the point moot then about the culvert? Or do you still have to do that and move it to the higher ground?
Analysis that was performed by Wallace Group, their recommendation is to still do the inverted crown on Tascadero Road and still replace the culvert because it really helps during those lower event storms and the flooding of the neighboring properties.
Any comments from Cayucas?
Looks like our respective staffs and the engineers did a fine job, and I'm almost feeling like we're not so much needed. And it looks like we've got some things to talk about over the next few weeks. Thank you, Bud.
Okay, we do have the issue of Mr. Claussen's lease site being impacted, and I know that we talked about the possibility of its storage units that are affected. And would there be another area where we could temporarily place those storage trailers while this is going on?
From the standpoint of the environmental document, we just need to disclose that as a potential impact. I'm not going to speculate on the significance of that impact. I'm not aware if staff has looked for another place for them to be stored in the interim, but we would have to disclose that and try to evaluate that impact in the EIR.
Okay. Evaluating it. Does that help, Mr. Claussen? I'm sorry. I just want to clarify that.
Maybe the city attorney carried away.
Property during the construction, is that part of the EIR?
It'll be part of it, yes. But it is, even if the EIR says that's not an impact and that we're concerned with and it doesn't have to be mitigated, we still, as a contractual relationship, have
to
deal
with
it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Comments then? Betty?
I don't think I'm on. Am I on? Thanks. I'd like to see some financial figures before I feel comfortable moving on, some comparisons. about we've got a price, I guess, for the road was $600,000, and then is the culvert separate from that? Is that included, Mr. Ambo?
That would be included in the cost of the road. Would be the culvert
as well?
Modifications as well.
Great, thank you. I guess I feel like it's been thrown at me real quickly. Certainly picked it up and got it when we got on Friday. I didn't know that this was going to be the option that we were going to look at. I feel that the options that we're given are strictly how to rearrange the footprint. It's not really about are there other ways we could do this. And apparently the engineers are saying there aren't other options. We tend to stick pretty close and be conventional, I think, about how we look at solving issues. And I think that might be okay to reach out to some of the other property owners around us and see where they may or may not fit within. And it may be, you know, a moot point. I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe Dynegy might be another place that we could look. I just it's so fast and so quick, and everyone else has analyzed it. I haven't been through that analyzation phase, and it's just being given to me. And so I feel like I need a little time.
Okay, Noah.
I think that pretty well sums up where I am with these options that are put forward. And also, I would really like to see some figures which would reflect the short-term impacts of the revenue stream from the trailer park and potential adjustments there, so we could factor that in. And obviously, that would be part of our discussions with the district, is how will we ultimately solve that if that's the direction we want to go. And I do think it would be important, because of where we are with this project, to take a look at Dynegy and some of the other surrounding properties as options, because we have the opportunity to do so. Looking at this and thinking about how tight the space is and the value of the land in this area, especially long term, one of my thoughts was back to the MBR system that would potentially give us a smaller footprint. And in my mind, ultimately, really, I want to see this get to the point of reclamation. And I think the long-term savings that reclamation recycling could give to us as a community, as far as savings on the water costs and so on, need to be analyzed to a certain degree, or at least considered, because we're looking at our front-end price tag here very much. And as I looked at this and thought about the water costs down the road, to be able to get to recycling and reclamation, and also my personal discomfort at losing the composting operation and the sledge drying and being totally dependent on hauling, those factors seem to be large enough to take this time and really take a look at some alternative options and give ourselves that ability to do so, just so we know going into the future that we're not missing a really good opportunity, or we're not putting ourselves in a really difficult situation down the road, whether it's really extreme costs or an inability to get to the point of reclamation, which I think personally is my ultimate goal with this effort.
I'm going to pass on my comments for right now.
Well, in conversations I've had with both Bruce Keough and Bruce Ambo, I've known about this particular problem for a couple of months now regarding the floodplain issue, and I've talked to the people involved and have talked about options, and I am fairly comfortable that this is the option that we should take. As far as money figures, there has been some preliminary work done on this that shows it would be just as much to rehab the present site than it would be to put a whole new site on a whole new area. And in some cases, maybe even less money. As far as the motive, I feel comfortable myself in having looked at the options on this that I would favor moving that plant to the higher ground. And as far as Mr. Clausen goes, I certainly am of the opinion that I want to make him whole, and that is up to the direction that we give our city attorney in negotiations with Mr. Clausen. I don't think that should really be a subject or a real point here tonight, because we will, or I will certainly refer to my city attorney that I want Mr. Clausen made whole, and I'm sure that the fellow members of this council does too. We don't want to hurt anybody. But we are on a timeline, and I know it sounds like 5 years is a long way away, but this is a treatment plant that we've got to go through EIRs, design concept systems, and a whole lot of other stuff before we put a shovel in the ground. And if we don't have this thing going when we're supposed to, we're going to face big fines. We can't afford those, and I don't think our citizens would be very happy if we put them in that position, because they're the ones that are going to have to pay for it. So I would like to see us go ahead and give authorization for an EIR and the consideration of potential project modifications resulting from the flood hazard analysis, and give the authorization to go ahead and start working on this.
Well, I guess from what I'm hearing from Wakayuka's comments and a couple of our people, that we would like to have one more meeting on this before the regular meeting on September 10th. So I don't have any problem with that. I think it is something that perhaps we would like to do a little more education on for ourselves, and that's fine. But I, too, am very concerned about the timeline. We really need to keep this going. So to delay any farther than our next meeting, I would not want to do, because we are going to get in trouble. If anything goes wrong, if any minor thing goes wrong and we've pushed this to the limit, we're going to be paying fines. And that's something I definitely don't want to see happen. I certainly trust the brain trust of engineers that we've had working on this. I think it's probably just a little bit more education that perhaps some of us want. But I would not want to start over as far as, you know, looking for new sites and everything else. I think that we're beyond that. We're beyond that if we're going to make our time limit. So I'm not in favor of going in that direction. Kayukas?
Okay, any comments? Hal, I'll start with you.
I think they're on the right track with this. We've got 30 days to think about it before our next meeting. Like you, I saw this thing first on Friday, and it was quite a surprise, and yet it looks kind of promising. I think we should take the time, though, to look at all the options and see what is best for everybody. That's all I can say at this point.
Mike?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. I just found out about this today, and it seems to me that we're following this chain of events that several months ago, I sort of raised the issue, well, why do we have the treatment plant? Why do we have the treatment plant so close to the coast on some of the most valuable real estate in the world? And of course, it was, well, it's because we discharge the water into the sea, and the cost of moving it would be much more expensive. Now we have to move it anyway, and if we have to move the plant, is it a viable alternative to find another more environmentally conscious way to use that water? If we didn't have that, then we don't need to have it along the seashore. And we seem to be one step at a time moving into doing something that's exactly the same as has been done for the last 50 or 60 years. When do we, and maybe we already have, looked at those alternatives? I'm not aware of any.
Shirley?
I guess this is working. I have just recently looked at this too, and quite frankly, it's just not long enough for me to absorb all of the various issues. And I would like to have more time to study it and to do some research. So, sorry, but I can't make a decision today.
Hey, Bud.
My initial take on this, my initial response, I've had it for a few days. I would tend to agree with the mayor's comments and Councilman Grantham,
satisfy Mr. Grantham's concerns and Bud's concerns and move this thing along. I'd also like to be able at that meeting to see or at least have a peek at the EIR, the draft EIR, and have some kind of report as to whether or not there are other issues. We have not, our board and your council have not seen the EIR, I don't believe, and I'm concerned about what else. Is this the only thing that's a problem in the EIR?
Well, yes, it is, Chairman.
Thank you.
At this point, this is the most significant concern, in our opinion, the critical path to moving the EIR along. And from staff's perspective, we're uncomfortable letting the administrative draft out because there are a number of other things in there. And we, you know, we'd be happy to give you the flood impact analysis, but the whole document is still being refined, and that's called an administrative screen check, and I'd prefer not to get into reviewing those in a public format because it's staff's responsibility from a technical standpoint to review those, but we'd be happy to give you the flood study, which I believe was made part of the record with this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce.
Can I ask a question?
I just want to call that administrative screen check. Is that what you called it?
That's the city's position, yes.
I like that. I like the term. I call it keeping the board in the dark. But
No. When there's a public review draft, that will be circulated, and that has been our administrative policy, and that's normally the case with most other communities that administer the California Environmental Quality Act process.
Okay, well, not ready for
your
prime
comment.
Time.
Your comment that this was really the most serious thing in the EIR was news to me, and I'm pleased to hear it.
Could I make a comment? I'm hearing that we don't feel informed enough on it. Is that something that we could get that information tonight? We're here. We've got all the engineers present. Can they run through the options for us, and would that make you feel more comfortable? I mean, as far as moving it, all I can say is two words, Los Osos. We don't want to move it. It is where it is. But can we, with the engineers all present and available for questions, could we get that education tonight?
Okay, I appreciate what Bruce is saying, that once we start to discuss it, then it's available to the public, and the public starts to discuss it, and it's really not in a form yet, final form.
No, I don't mean the AR. I mean this issue. I mean this, the floodplain issue, right.
I don't – you do anything you want with that. Yeah, it's available.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, the flood study is available. I mean, if you'd like to review it, it's we have no problem. We encourage you to – okay. Get as familiar with that and ask as many questions. That's why we have Rob here. So,
the only other thing I'd like to do in that technical advisory committee is have Rob and someone from our council to address potential issues on changing real estate around, how we would go about that and how that would be handled. I'm not asking you to do that tonight, but at least in that technical advisory committee. And I'm assuming that Mr. Claussen could be in attendance there. And I believe there's another layout here that I have. Bill, can you explain this, what you call the east-west diagram, which has less impact on Mr. Claussen's lease?
Yep, Bill Callahan, Cayuga Sanitary. Is this on?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, there were three options given with the city staff report. There's a north-south configuration for the oxidation ditch, a east-west configuration, and it looked to me like the east-west had less of an impact on the trailer storage, but I think we have to look at all the options at this point.
Okay. I just wanted to let Doug know that there was a different alternative there that we're looking at and that has almost no impact on what he's doing, the way I see it. Okay, so with that, I'd recommend that we have a technical advisory committee meeting and be prepared to be here on the 10th of September and move this thing forward.
Well, I guess where I was going is rather than a technical advisory committee so that we can educate everybody is that we have the discussion tonight. Let's get the education out there tonight. Everybody's here. We're having the meeting on it right now. Shouldn't we all get the same education instead of just that advisory committee?
I think we can bring these subjects up, but I don't believe our attorneys are ready to talk about how you deal with real estate values.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we've heard from people that they're not familiar enough with the three different options to feel that they can make a decision. Can we get that education done tonight? Isn't that what we're here for?
I might be asked. There might be some preliminary questions, but I don't think you're going to get it resolved tonight because I think Cayucas does have some good questions to ask. If we are encroaching on just city-owned property, how is that going to work? So, you know, if there's specific questions about the three alternatives, north, south, east, west, you could ask those. Yeah.
Carla?
Madam Mayor, I'm just the property swap and everything. Why Mr. Schultz is there, is that going to have anything to do with the request for this moving forward for the EIR? Is that not a separate issue?
It could. I mean, if we're going to tell Cayucas they owe us $20 million to use our city property, then obviously I think they want to go north-south instead of east-west. So, I mean, I see their concerns. They want to know where the city is on those issues. And I don't know the impacts to Doug's. It might be that Doug says it's a $20 million impact to him, so we want to do the same. So those are issues I can't resolve. But I think from a techno question for the engineers on what's the difference on going east, west, north, south. Is there a difference to how the plan operates might be a question you might want to ask.
Okay, but then what are we here for tonight?
I have a question.
Oh, I'm serious. What is it that we're here for tonight?
Well, Madam Mayor, I'd be happy to answer that. Okay. We were hoping that you would give us authorization to proceed and make the site to the south the location of the new treatment plant that's encompassed on that, not that exhibit, the exhibit in your staff report. Okay. And then from there on, we'd get a cost estimate from the consultant, cost and time estimate, and revise the analysis. And then key to that is the project description. The project description, when you're talking about environmental impact reports, is very important.
Okay, well, then it seems to me that what we should do tonight is get everybody educated enough to make that decision, right? And obviously, we're not yet. So can we do that while we're all here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does that sound like a plan? I mean, it just seems to me that's the purpose of the meeting in my mind. So, yes? No?
I don't know if it's a technical question, but I think maybe for Mr. Livick, I'm not sure who, was the yard area looked at as a possible option? And if yes, why? And if not, why not?
The entire area was looked at different options. Mm-hmm. The yard area is also deep within the floodplain, mm-hmm. So it would require walls or building up the site and mm-hmm. cause impacts to the adjoining properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
It's on the other side of the creek. It does flood also over there. They are also within the 100-year floodplain for a portion of their property.
But do we have as accurate a review or a projection of as we do on this side?
That was outside the scope of the consultant's work to do the detailed analysis.
Dylan Wade, Utilities Capital Projects Manager. What we did do, though, in relationship to the Dynegy property is it wasn't excluded from this analysis. We did look at across the creek and impacts that we would have in some of these alternatives as we went through it. We said, will we make it worse across the creek? Where we landed is that we're not impacting them. So that's as far as we took the analysis and stopped with that. It's basically once we got to a point where we were no longer impacting their property, we stopped our analysis at that point.
And so the fact that the tanks are on raised property wasn't looked at?
No, we didn't look at that for proposed siting of a treatment plant over there.
So I guess my question to Cayucas is, can your engineers tell you why they chose the site, and would that be helpful for you?
Well, what I'm looking at here is three different site layouts, and I'm not clear whether you're asking us to pick one of these three. And even if you did, right now I don't think I have enough information to pick one of these three sites.
Generally speaking, it would be any of the area in the staff report that's encompassed within that box that's configured around all of those alternatives. And if what I want to make sure, what we would like to make sure of is that we assign, make sure that we're using the same treatment methods that were identified in the facility master plan. So for purposes, we can use that schematic and shift it around, and we've given ourselves enough cushion in that study area to place the plant. And then if we've got the treatment process defined, then we can go ahead from here on and conduct the analysis, and we feel it'll be thorough and accurate for purposes of the environmental impact report. Design is an entirely different issue, and then you'll refine that much more.
Answer, though, include the financial that we can't talk about tonight.
If no answer is an answer, then that would be the correct one. No, we're not going to study that in the environmental impact report and answer your question. That is a property matter that the city attorney explained.
All right, so I'm going to ask the council, did you pick one of these at the pre-meeting?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We looked at the east-west that had the least impact on the trailer storage.
Okay. So we still haven't chosen when. Well, I guess what I'm looking at is, engineers, give us your pitch.
Let me throw my two cents in here. What we looked at for the purpose of our environmental analysis is that we wanted to paint a big box. So we wanted to leave some room to the design engineer that if they said the ox ditch has to grow 3 feet in this direction, it wasn't going to hurt anything. If they wanted to combine the ox ditch with a clarifier in this weird configuration, they had room to do that. So any of those three analysis, from the purpose of the environmental analysis, there is no difference between north, south, or east, west, for the purpose of what we were looking at. So the decision that we're looking for tonight is the global concept. We don't know if it's going to be north, south, east, or west. The design engineer will come in at some point in the future. They'll lay out a plant. It probably will look different than the plant that we're showing up there. What we showed up there, and the purpose of showing it the way that we did, is that here is a box that we know it can fit in. Are we okay in moving into that box?
Okay.
And you go, if we can't go into that box, then we have to scratch where we're at and come back with something totally different. If we're okay with the concept of going into that box, whether it be north, south, east, west, whatever that is, isn't relevant for the purpose of the analysis tonight. What we're looking for is that global direction. Can we move the plant, generally speaking, to the south and continue analyzing that as a viable alternative in the environmental impact report? Once we've done that environmental impact analysis, we're likely to find there may be things that we've overlooked. That's the whole purpose of doing that analysis, so that people can comment on it and say, no, don't do it north-south, do it east-west. Don't put it there, put it here. Shove it this way a little bit, it's better. So you go, I think it'd be premature to try to flush out all those impacts because they haven't been determined yet. That's sort of the purpose of the analysis. Really what we're looking for tonight is that clear direction. Is this box, forget about what's inside of that box, whether it's north, south, east, west, is that box an okay spot for us to continue working on? And if it's not, then what are the concerns with that site so that in our next iteration of this process, we can try to resolve those concerns.
Okay, so our council was looking at figure one, which is the north-south, as being the least impact on the mobile home park. The east-west is the least impact? That looks like it has more trailers in it. Okay, figure three. Figure three instead of figure two.
It's actually figure two.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I really appreciate Mr. Wade's comments because that, you know, distills the whole issue, which I think actually then for me comes down to the property, because if it's inside the box, the technicality doesn't matter. So that becomes, how do we want to deal with the property?
Yeah.
And so that, for me, is why I'm not ready to talk, I guess, tonight, because I don't know what kind of impact that has on our renter, what it means for us in terms of mitigation, what it's going to mean for Cayucas, and the exchange of property. I think that's where Mr. Enns was going in terms of really going to the technical group, was to say, how can we flesh out the property questions?
And yet what I'm getting is that they want us to tell us about the box first before they can do all of that. It's the cart before the horse. Which is the cart and which is the horse? The box is the horse?
For the environmental impact report, it is.
Okay. So if we give you a box tonight, then you can go ahead with the environmental impact report and come back with all the answers about the land issues.
We can come back with all the environmental impacts associated with configuring those alternatives within that box, yes. And you can have any number of conversations you'd like to about the property itself, but we can begin the technical analyses, if you will.
And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that this report or this information changes is the dependency on trucking. And also, I'm thinking very much about the entire footprint of the plants and the potential long-term impacts of that point. So I think there are some concerns that I have more thinking about the long-term impacts of this adjustment that I would like to see analyzed a bit more before we proceed and say, we want to continue status quo with our treatment system, and we're just going to drop that tail end and not worry about those long-term impacts.
I guess my question is, what other alternatives are you talking about? I mean, how far back do you want to go, and do we have time to go there?
Well, the MBR, I think, perhaps has enough information from previous study, and that would be a question that I'd like the engineers to answer, but it seems like we have enough background information with that to take that information, do another review, because that is a technology that seems to be growing in its capabilities and its affordability potentially, and then also look again at footprint size and what that means as far as land value projections and what we and to have that evaluation involved as well, because what I see is that the MBR becomes much more attractive when we talk about this sort of a land crunch and issue.
I guess I'd ask Mr. Ambo, is that something that would be covered in the EIR, or is this going back to square one and starting over with our analysis of the plan?
Well, let me ask Bruce Keogh, if you recall, what would be your take on that?
I think you're going back outside DIR, if I'm not correct. You're actually going back and looking at your alternatives analysis that you did during the development of the facilities master plan.
And potentially an update of that with specific items in the alternatives analysis that we would view as worthwhile and
In regards to what we tasked Coral Engineers to do in preparation for tonight was to prepare an amendment to the facilities master plan. That amendment did include an analysis of both the MBR and also as well the oxidation ditch. To step back and to have that discussion about solids handling and what that means for the future, certainly there are long-term benefits that we're not realizing by changing our solids handling practice. By eliminating the composting on site, we are running the risk that off-site disposal in the future becomes harder and harder to do, more and more expensive, and that's a reality that could occur. Doing a financial analysis of that, I would shudder, because you're looking pretty far into your crystal ball and making some big assumptions. But from the perspective of what we're looking at, basically not going back and covering new ground, But just looking at from here marching forward, you go, is there a benefit from the solids handling perspective of going to an MBR? And there's not. You actually pick up more solids by taking that jump to an MBR. And so you go, going back and reviewing that decision that was made fairly early on, because we're limiting composting, it doesn't really impact that new decision of the composting component. So I would just caution you that we could go back. At one point, we looked at a plant out in Chorro, Chorro Valley, and looked at that, and we ruled it out because of its tremendous expense. You go, the MBR was ruled out as we went through the process. And so you go, if we go back and sort of, we can go back and relook at those things if there's a pressing reason to do that and if you guys give us direction to do that, but that will cost us tremendous amounts of time. And that's the concern, is that the EIR is currently behind schedule. We think we can make some of that up by starting the design early, and we're working on that process. But you go, really, tonight it's about getting the EIR back on track. And in that EIR process, we do have to analyze the impacts of the decision that we've made, which is a tertiary plant, but no longer with composting. So we lose that benefit in the EIR.
Well, and I could add to what Dylan was saying, is if we could analyze, and I think this is where Dylan was coming from earlier, is we could analyze the MBR alternative in the environmental document, but if there's serious concern about whether or not that's what you want to describe as your as the project, then it would be kind of good to get that resolved now. Or you could use the EIR to evaluate whether or not you want to use the MBR approach versus the oxidation ditches.
Okay, for purposes of this evening, I would like to suggest that the council would like to see figure one, right? I thought that's the one you said.
My comment was, I'm not ready to make a decision tonight, and I'm still not ready to make a decision tonight. I won't be ready to make a decision tonight. I need to process.
Okay.
Obviously, for purposes of just getting a big enough area to work with, we gave you enough cushion around that site. But you can give us direction tonight to limit that area as far as we can, but it generally would still be within that box.
So on the east-west, we could limit the boundary line.
That would limit the southerly extension of it.
Right.
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
Two east-west. There's figure two and figure three. Which one are we talking about?
Figure three is the MBR.
Figure two.
Figure two.
So
okay.
We would just
Thank
limit
you.
The
All right,
boundaries.
So I'm sorry. It was not figure one. It was figure two that the council was preferring. So, other members of the council, is figure two the one that you would like to see considered?
It should be acknowledged that with our two different reports that we have, there are the figures are different as far as what figure one represents in one and what figure one represents in the other. So I think it'd be better if we talked east-west, or said the actual alignment, so we're not confused.
Okay, how would you define it?
Well,
I'm looking at figure two.
My question would be, if we look at the east-west alignment, we have that for the MBR option and for the oxidation ditch option.
Right.
So would that give us an opportunity to at least start to look at that footprint from the EIR perspective?
An east-west alignment.
And be able to move forward and realize that we have some serious negotiations that
right.
need to take place, and information that we need to be able to make the land policy decision and use decision about that
okay.
real estate.
Yes.
So the east-west configuration, whether it, depending on which process we're going to end up with, but east-west configuration would be the majority of the council's preference?
Yes.
Is that correct?
I have a question first.
Okay. What?
So if you favor MBR, then figure three is what you recommend, correct? So we
yes.
don't recommend one or two with the intent of going MBR, correct?
They're exclusive.
So MBR is
right.
three.
Right.
With the oxidation ditches on one or two, staff's recommendation is one or two.
That's correct.
No, one or two.
Oh, from what I'm hearing tonight would be one. No, would
East-West.
The East-West, which is the least in our staff report, that is alternative number.
So if we want oxidation, we go. You're recommending figure two. If we want MBR, it's figure three.
That's yes.
Thank you.
Both of which are an east-west configuration and look like pretty much the same box.
But to to confirm, there's not the opportunity to study the footprints and not the technology to begin the EIR, looking mostly at the footprint and allow us the opportunity to get a little more information about the two technologies and some more projection about the future expenses of those technologies.
That would not be included in the EIR. No, we would just evaluate those two treatment processes, and it's kind of like the same way that we've gotten to where we are now with the generalized facility master plan. It just shows the generalized arrangement of those facilities, meaning those are the things that are necessary. But the final design and arrangement of those facilities is forthcoming in the formal design. But for purposes of estimating environmental impact, this is what we need, clear direction.
But if we give you either two or three, which are both east-west configurations, and this is making the big assumption that the Cayucas would even agree with this when it gets to be their turn, would that be enough to proceed with the EIR? If we told you east-west, I'm getting
east-west with the oxidation ditches?
Either one. If we give you east-west tonight, realizing we have to have more on that discussion later, would that be enough to keep moving?
Well, actually, the analysis is key to the treatment process, so that's why we need to kind of be
so you need to know MBR or oxidation.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, yes.
So why don't you talk for a while?
Okay, I'll talk. The boxes that you've given us are not the same boxes, so we can't say keep it in the box. We have to pick which one of the three boxes you've drawn for us. So just to confuse the issue a little more.
Can I clarify that? I think that was my typo. I included the MBR, or the second drawing at the end. I think you can take the box that is in the MBR and pretty much say if you want an east-west alignment, you could use that box. Figure three.
Yeah, it's a big box.
Yeah,
Extended aeration system. I see no issue with that. The big challenge that I see is whether we define the project description to include, for instance, the Tascadero Road or not, because that's one of the areas that we really need to talk about is who pays for the cost of some of that. So that's the stuff that I'm more concerned about if we just say for the purposes of the EIR, the plant site will be within this envelope, I wouldn't see an issue with that. It's some of the other elements that went along with the description that was given on the report. And I would ask too, maybe for the attorney to step up and say if they see an issue with or how that should be worded properly, I guess.
Yes, I'm going to ask Steve to come up next, or David.
And David may chime in as well. My name is Ziad Nakasha. Good evening. From Carmel Nakasha on behalf of Cayucas Sanitary District. We talked about earlier, we got the proposal on Friday. It's difficult to conceive of all the questions that need to be addressed so that we can satisfy everyone here tonight. As we talked about earlier, we're here for purposes of the citizens, and I think we need to get more information so that we can articulate what questions or what considerations we may have. It sounds like a great idea. Nobody wants to be in a floodplain. It sounds like it's a viable idea, but I think we need to kick it around a little bit, kick the tires, and make sure that we're making the right decision. Our recommendation would be to hold off any formal action until the September 10th meeting and give us time to have the technical committee meeting that Mr. Renz discussed.
Thank you, Z. David, did you want to comment?
My only thought is that in the interim, we could also get with Rob and talk about the implications of the costs related to the trailer park and the lease and so on, too, and have that information as well as part of the decision-making process. I don't know how that relates to the overall project costs, but it could be significant from what I'm hearing.
Okay, and I'm seeing really in the two things that we are considering here, maybe three, that the east-west layout has very little impact on the storage area for the trailer park. And I don't want to say, I don't want to say to you, well, you can work anywhere in the box. And when I'm really thinking, gee, do it like the east-west layout here and stay out of that storage area. So, unfortunately, if you'd have drawn your box a little closer to the layout, I might have been more comfortable with it. And then I know I don't have to talk very long to Mr. Clausen. Is that a possibility?
Well, we can certainly take that direction. We understand the idea here is to minimize the impact on the southerly property. So, you know, we can work and, you know, to refine that area of study and tighten it up, if you will. Again, if we just identify the treatment processes and with those directions, I think that's enough for us to proceed. We'd be happy to have further discussion on it if you think it's necessary. Again, we're mindful of the time frame. Plan's got to be online in 5 years, and we'd like to pick up some time on this environmental document and get it out for public review.
Okay, just two other comments. One is that this east-west layout goes across your corporate yard, and you have done some kind of a recent study on what your needs were, and is this going to mess up your study and where you wanted to go?
That's actually the purpose that we did the study for. Knowing that we were getting into the plant design, knowing that some of these issues would likely come out of this process, that's actually why we sat down and looked at, okay, well, what do we need? So we have a fairly good idea of what we're going to need in the future. Certainly, the flood impact analysis is going to have a ripple effect on the city's operations. There's a lot more than just a city corp yard down there. There's a desal plant. There are other things in that vicinity that will be impacted from this flood analysis. So you go, there's a lot of questions at this point from the city's perspective about how are we going to deal with all these issues. What is it going to look like at the end? But we've really tried hard in this case to segregate out. We painted the box a little bit big, and I was probably the one who championed for that more than anybody, just because you don't want to hem the design engineer in too much. There are just issues that could come up. We may not want to put the structures that close together for seismic reasons. You may want to move some things there. You may need a road for access. And so we tried to paint the box as big as we thought we really could, just to give them some room to work in. I think the direction, though, is very clear. Stay out of the trailer park. I think we understand.
So when did the Wallace report arrive in draft form?
They Mr. Chair, the Wallace group identified the discrepancy in the data, you know, this 5.5 to 7 feet. They identified it earlier on, and that is included in the facility master plan. And as our city engineer indicated, there was this idea where we didn't know if it was just a problem of just an increasing water surface elevation, or we thought we could just floodproof. That's what we went into this with, versus the flow causing an offsite impact and flooding other properties. That was not known until we did what was recommended in the facility master plan and what was part and parcel of the environmental impact report. And to a certain extent, that is the purpose in conducting one of these reports, is so that we identify those impacts. And it's, in our case, has come out to be significant.
Okay, one of the things that's come up in our meetings is about the schedule, and I know we're kind of asking for 30 days here. Mike, maybe you could help address this concept of critical path, and are we really putting the project 30 days behind if we wait 30 days to make this decision?
That's difficult to answer. I'd say you know, there are activities that will go concurrently once you bring your design engineer on board. For instance, the letter of map revision process with FEMA and some of the other things that are mentioned in the letter can go concurrently. I do think it's something that would need to be looked at, you know, what impact the 30 days would have. However, under the circumstances, you know, I think that, you know, I do feel like that there is a need to sit down and talk about what some of the ramifications are of accepting some of the things in the flood study if they become part of the project description. And so I think that the 30 days to address that now would warrant it if it could cause a stumbling block later down the road or could result in a supplement or an addendum to the EIR because we changed a project description because some cost issue came up we hadn't thought about.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is a good analysis now might save us some time later. Z, can you help me just for a moment?
Sure.
There seems to be some interest in just recognizing the box. Would you be comfortable if we just said somewhere in the box and east-west box and specifically state that not including anything else that's involved in the staff report, for example, the Atascadero Road or the bridge or the creek? Or
the concern that I would have is has been echoed by many of the council members and the board members that I don't know whether all of the issues have been addressed in terms of the neighboring issues within outside of the box and other financial issues, financial implications. So, I mean, are we ready to designate this as a new plant? No, I don't think we are. And I think that's the danger of doing anything tonight other than tabling it for another 30 days. I mean, I think the fact that you've got another 5 years, I mean, the decision that you make tonight may well have an adverse impact on you in the next 5 years. So I think it makes sense to take a step back for the benefit of all of our citizens and take a look and say, hey, we're going to take some time. We're going to have a committee meeting within the next couple of weeks to address any outstanding issues, and then within 30 days be ready to make a decision that I think will help us with critical path, will help us address the issue and clarify it for purposes of the EIR. So, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Comments from Cayucas?
I appreciate council's advice, and I certainly will follow it. But I would add that I am not ready to embark upon any other studies, any further studies of additional technologies or different technologies than the path that we are now on.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. With that, then Cayucas would ask for a delay on this decision until September 10th with a technical advisory committee sometime in the next 2 weeks.
We've got a concern in that our city attorney cannot be here for that meeting. So either we have to change the date or we've got a problem.
How far would you change the date, Rob?
Very limited in my time in September. You could move it up to the 1st or 2nd, or it would have to be on the 8th, 15th, or the 20th
to do that. I can live with that, and I'll do it. But we need to commit to it, and I'll stop now.
Would everybody be available on the 8th? That's a Tuesday. Is it? You're there? The 8th, the Tuesday? Is everyone available for that? Okay.
Yes.
We set that.
Let's do that.
Oops, not you.
Well, that's a problem. I'm trying to make sure that the date that Tim Carmel can be here. He may have a council meeting. Sorry.
My apologies. Ziad Nakash again. I want to make sure that it's not a council meeting night for Roy Grande because on Tuesday he's got a council meeting. Roy Grande is every other Tuesday. So.
Do you know what? Is it first and third? Or?
They meet the second and fourth, don't they?
Yeah. And I know he's going to be gone from the 10th to the 14th, so maybe, Rob, can you go through those dates again? What dates you're available in September?
15th to the 27th. So 15th is a Tuesday?
The 15th is a Tuesday, or you wouldn't have a council meeting. So is that the day you're gone, Mr. Grantham?
No, that's my birthday.
The 15th?
Well, what a wonderful way to celebrate.
What about the 22nd?
I'd like nothing better than talk sewers on my birthday.
How about the 22nd?
I'll be gone the first week of September in Philadelphia.
Oh, the first week of September.
The first week of September. I leave the 31st, come back the 4th or 5th.
So does the 15th work for everybody?
Sounds like 15th works.
May I comment, Madam Mayor? I would like to not see this go past the 10th, so if the 8th works, we'll work around that with Tim.
Okay, so we're going to go back for the 8th then. Yeah, they said they'll provide counsel somewhere. Okay, so the 8th, is it? Okay.
Is that right after the council meeting?
And is this...
Okay, that's good. Because I'm not appreciating having these two meetings in a row. Yeah. So if that's not a council meeting,
it's
that's
the day
great.
After Labor Day.
That's great.
At 6 o'clock?
Here. That works. Sure, thanks.
In Morovic.
You're welcome to come to Cayucas. We'll be happy to host if you'd like.
Okay, well.
It's really...
Excuse me. We should check on that because I'm not sure if we can get the Vets Hall or not. And it takes a little bit of lead time.
We've got to reserve this one, too. So why don't we say location to be announced.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Very good.
So then we're still having one on the 10th?
No.
No.
Okay.
So when is the technical committee going to meet?
Good question.
Now, that could be during the
technical,
day.
We have two people on the technical committee, right?
And that can be during the day, right?
Shirley's gone next week, and then we're available.
Okay.
So the following week?
Wait, we can set that up, if you like, for the following week. We can email you and find out.
So the week
of
the 18th?
An hour or two.
Okay. And then, try to do, Bruce, is we'll try to come up with a list of questions so that you'll have a chance to review those before we have the meeting and do a little bit of research and make the meeting go a little smoother.
Sure.
All right.
We're next week.
Okay. Anything else that we need to take care of?
No, I'm good.
All right. With that, I believe we're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.